The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The oceans absorb about half the carbon dioxide humankind releases into the atmosphere, and seawater is consequently acidifying. That's a big problem for shellfish, corals, and certain other creatures, because a lower pH dissolves their shells and skeletons. Echinoderms, such as starfish and their relatives, have calcium-based skeletons too, and so researchers have assumed that they are likewise subject to slow dissolution. Scientists in England decided to check. They took brittle stars, removed an arm or two, and then, to test how acidity affected regeneration of the lost arms, exposed the animals to seawater that was either normal, pH 8.0, acidified, pH 7.7, or the standard worst-case prediction for the year 2100, pH 7.3. To their surprise, the brittle stars actually regenerated their arms faster in the acidified seawater than in the normal stuff, showing that they could lay down calcium effectively, even under adverse conditions. But there was a hidden cost. Both intact and regenerated arms had considerably less muscle mass in acidified seawater than they did in normal water.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.